printing service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Review section, NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, Eat Raleigh Blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, and the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here's a quick reminder of what the NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary, 4 stars are excellent, 3 stars are above average, 2 stars are average, and 1 star is fair. First, from the News and Observer, Triangle restaurants faced a brutal 2020. Here are the ones that closed this year. This was published December 29th and written by Drew Jackson. In this year of loss and separation, we've never missed restaurants more. Closing out 2020, the pandemic continues, and bars and restaurants leave behind a year of pivoting, of takeout and online ordering, of ordering dining and half-filled dining rooms, of outdoor dining and half-filled dining rooms. As bars and restaurants hunker down for winter, a new round of stimulus relief and cocktails to go may help some businesses stay afloat. Since March, when the pandemic came for North Carolina, the Triangle has lost dozens of restaurants. Some were generational favorites, some were promising up-and-comers, some were quietly beloved neighborhood joints, and others were lunchtime standbys that made the days better. Here is our running list of restaurants in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and elsewhere in the Triangle that have announced their permanent closings, with a brief appreciation of where they fit in our lives. Be Good. This national chain has pulled out of North Carolina during the pandemic, closing locations in Durham, North Hills, and downtown Raleigh. Bar Bruneo. This beloved Durham wine bar will close at the end of December. Bar Bruneo developed a national reputation and local following as one of the top wine bars anywhere for natural and orange wines. Cameron Bar and Grill. After Memorial Day, this longtime Cameron Village restaurant announced it had closed permanently after a couple of decades. Cameron Bar and Grill was one of the last remaining concepts of Echelon Experiences, which owns the Haymaker and Edwards Mill Bar and Grill. Chronic Tacos. California-based taco chain that's been in the Triangle since 2016, closing 3 locations in Wake Forest, Chapel Hill, and Raleigh. Chuck's Burgers. Downtown Raleigh burger joint by Chef Ashley Christensen. Some menu items will be moved onto the menu of Beasley's Chicken and Honey, which will expand into the space. City Kitchen. This Giorgio's Bacostas spot in Chapel Hill spent most of the pandemic closed. In September, it announced on Facebook that the closure would be permanent after unsuccessful lease negotiations. Combined with City Market's predecessor, Spice Street, the closing concludes 2 decades in the University Place Shopping Center for Bacistas. Criterion. If your drink is a shot and a beer, this was your bar. Criterion closed at the beginning of the pandemic and was never able to reopen, finally announcing it would close permanently in December. The bar featured an extensive tap list of craft beer and whiskey and was one of the great gathering spots in the heart of downtown Durham. The closing of Criterion and of whiskey in the same space before it leaves a hole in the Bull City bar scene. Deluxe Chicken. The chicken sandwich spot from Rick Robinson and Scott Howell has closed after 2 years on Durham's Broad Street. East Durham Bake Shop. This pie and pastry shop in Durham closed for good in September after 2.5 years on Driver Street. Elmo's Diner. The Carborough location of one of the Triangle's most beloved diners announced in mid-September that it would not reopen. Elmo's Carborough spent nearly 3 decades as a breakfast staple, but closed in March as COVID restrictions were first put in place. Eventually, its owners wrote on Facebook, creating a safe plan for a small, crowded kitchen was impossible. Gateway Restaurant. After 3 decades, the beloved Gateway restaurant announced it had closed for good in mid-May. Owned by the Roeder family since the 1980s, Gateway had survived for years as one of the few businesses in Gateway Plaza in Raleigh. But just as the shopping center was finishing up a major renovation and adding new tenants, the coronavirus pandemic hit. Gonza Tacos y Tequila. Early in the pandemic, the popular Triangle restaurant group Gonza Tacos y Tequilas closed its busy Durham location, reportedly over a lease dispute with its landlord. The restaurant has other locations throughout the Triangle in Raleigh and Cary. Government Cheeseburger. This Cary burger joint became the patron saint of the pandemic pivot. In the early days of the coronavirus, the kitchen crew of Postmaster shut down its fine dining menu and reopened with new burgers, pickles, and a prayer. After months of serving up melty burger bombs, Government Cheeseburger closed in November. Hue Bol Vietnamese Kitchen. Located near Meredith College, this space served some of the best bowls of pho in Raleigh. High Horse. The Raleigh restaurant from Top Chef alum Katsuji Tanabe closed after less than a year. Its opening last November was one of the biggest profile events of the Raleigh dining scene in 2019, as the celebrity chef moved his family from Los Angeles to the Triangle. Tanabe has since signed on to run the kitchen at Vidrio on Glenwood Avenue. James Pharmacy. This seafood-centric neighborhood restaurant in the middle of Hillsboro announced its temporary closing had become a permanent one. James Pharmacy took over the former La Place space and was known for raw North Carolina oysters and fried seafood. Jordan Lake Brewing. This 5-year-old Cary brewery closed earlier this year, but will live on as part of Cotton House Craft Brewers. Cotton House announced in November it had bought the closed brewery and would reopen it as Cary Brew House in 2021. K&W Cafeterias. The cafeteria and buffet-style restaurant has found it hard to navigate the pandemic. In August, the Triangle lost 2 of its 3 K&W cafeteria locations, including the iconic Cameron Village restaurant. Only one K&W remains in Raleigh, leaving a long legacy of affordable comfort food and generations of memories. Lady Luck. The glitzy and ambitious Glenwood Avenue restaurant in Raleigh opened and closed in the pandemic. Linus and Peppers. A South Salisbury Street sandwich shop from local icon Hospitality, known for homemade chips and a pork belly banh mi. It was next door to sister restaurant Virgil's Original Taqueria, which also closed. Liquid State. Located on Hillsborough Street near NC State's campus, this coffee shop and nighttime bar announced on Facebook it would close after 5 years. Lots of Stone Fired Pizza. Located on Franklin Street in Chapel Hill for the past 3 years. Lucky's Delicatessen. This ode to the New Jersey deli was one of the stars of the downtown Durham lunch scene. But with workers largely cleared out of offices, Lucky's closed during the summer, leaving behind only memories of matzo ball soup, smoked salmon on bagels, and eggplant parm subs. But sandwich lovers should take comfort in the space's new tenant, Alimentari at Mothers and Sons. As the sister restaurant to Italian restaurant Mothers and Sons next door, Alimentari features American-Italian classics like chicken parm subs and meatballs, plus fresh pasta, sauces, and antipasta to go. Lula's. This Franklin Street restaurant in Chapel Hill opened in 2018 in the former Spanky's space, serving cast iron fried chicken and biscuits. Northern Spy. This Durham Cider House served a fun menu of pub food and helped initiate the Triangle to Denver-based Stem Ciders. The restaurant closed in July, just over a year after opening in the former Black Twig Cider House spot. Oak City Meatball Shop. This downtown Raleigh spot was a fixture for the lunch crowd of downtown workers, serving a wide variety of meatballs on Davie Street. The restaurant has been closed since the fall, but is expected to reopen. Oakwood Cafe. For more than 20 years, this Cuban and Argentine restaurant fed loyal fans in downtown Raleigh. Papa Shogun. When this Seaboard Station restaurant opened in 2018, it was one of the most innovative restaurants to hit the Triangle in years. With dishes like chicken parm ramen and kombu gnocchi, Papa Shogun combined Japanese and Italian dishes in endlessly creative ways. As the restaurant ended its second year, the COVID pandemic set in before Papa Shogun could find its footing. Pharaoh's. Owned by Greg McNeil, the North Hills Pharaoh's was sold after more than 20 years of serving classic hot dogs and hamburgers. Pharmacy Cafe. This Person Street spot had a loyal following with the Raleigh lunch crowd. Royale. This dreamy downtown Raleigh French restaurant made the classics feel modern, served up in a dining room of distressed walls and glass. After a couple of months of takeout and take-home menus, including pizza and burger, Royale closed following protests in downtown Raleigh. It never reopened. Subconscious Subs. As Hillsborough Street restaurants have turned over and over in the past 30 years, Subconscious stood among the few survivors. This fall, the beloved sandwich shop announced it would not reopen. Soul Cucina. Serving all vegan Latin American cuisine, Soul Cucina closed its location inside the Blue Dogwood Public Market in Chapel Hill, but still operates at local farmers markets, selling tamales, juice, and salsa. Special Treats. After 3 years in business, this nonprofit chocolate shop in Chapel Hill's Timberland Shopping Center closed in July. The chocolate shop was started by Dan Friedman, whose son is on the autism spectrum, and hired workers with disabilities to sell and make its sweet treats. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. The Chapel Hill location of this popular Triangle sports bar won't reopen, owners announced on the restaurant's Facebook page. The locations in Durham and Raleigh will remain open. In a statement, Tobacco Road owed the closing of the Chapel Hill location largely to the cancellation of this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament, which it said is the busiest month of the year. Town Hall Grill. After a decade, this Chapel Hill restaurant in Southern Village closed to make way for a rebranding. It plans to reopen as a new Italian concept with an emphasis on fresh pastas. Trolley Irish Pub. The Morrisville location of this Triangle Irish Pub closed, but owners vow to keep the Briar Creek location open. Traviani Italian Kitchen and Wine Bar. The Triangle location of this South Carolina-based wine bar has closed its spot in Morrisville. Trophy Tap and Table. This two-story South Wilmington Street restaurant is part of the Trophy Brewing Company. Some may remember when it was the Busy Bee Cafe. Famous for its tater tots, the owner said they intend to put a new concept in the space. True Flavors. This enormously popular RTP restaurant expanded to Durham's Lakewood neighborhood in 2018, adding a new biscuit concept called Debbie Lou's along the way. The restaurant closed in August, consolidating both concepts within its RTP location, but keeping its brunch dreams alive. Tyler's Tap Room. The closing of the Carborough location of Tyler's Tap Room ends a run of one of the largest beer menus in the Triangle. Urban Turban. After a decade of business in Cary, this Mediterranean restaurant closed in July. The owner said that gift certificates will be honored at sister restaurant Falafel 54 in Durham near the Research Triangle Park. Virgil's Original Taqueria. The taco shop and tequila bar from Local Icon Hospitality, located in downtown Raleigh on South Salisbury Street, closed earlier this year, but it has since reopened as Virgil's Cocktails and Cucina. Zen Burger. There was once more than a dozen Zen Burger locations up and down the East Coast, but after the initial shutdown in March, only New Jersey locations were reopened, the Burger and Wine Bar Company said on its website. With that, the South Point Mall location in Durham was also shuttered permanently. And Zoe's Kitchen. The four Triangle locations of the popular Mediterranean fast casual chain closed, according to the company's website. Continuing from the News and Observer, now that North Carolina has finally got cocktails to go, here are 14 places to get a drink. This was published December 29th and written by Drew Jackson. In the world of cocktails to go, life is better stirred than shaken. That's the advice of longtime Triangle bartender Shannon Healy, owner of the Alley 26 in Durham and co-owner of Crook's Corner in Chapel Hill. Cocktails are generally the marriage of vibe and spirit. For cocktails to go, customers provide the vibe and the bars provide the spirits. Just a few days before Christmas, Governor Roy Cooper signed an executive order allowing bars and restaurants in the state to prepare and package mixed drinks to go. There are very specific rules for ordering a cocktail to go, including only one drink allowed per person, and obviously it can't be opened until one is safely home. Because there's that time between preparation and imbibing, Healy said stirred drinks like a Negroni or Manhattan should hold up better than shaken ones like a margarita or a whiskey sour. The stirred cocktails work best, Healy said. They're more bulletproof. To-go cocktails have been given the green light in most states, a bit of liquor law latitude intended to bring extra revenue to the reeling bar and restaurant industry. Healy said it's a small step forward, given the ordering limits, but a step forward nonetheless. I'm excited about cocktails to go, Healy said. It's a baby step. It's not the answer to all our problems, but at this point, what we need is as many answers as possible. I joke we're on a very strict 10-day pivot schedule. Healy said the hardest thing to give up with cocktails to go is control, that the final hand that serves the drink isn't his own, meaning the customer may have to pop it in the freezer or give it a final shake before drinking. Just like chefs have been reticent to put certain dishes on a takeout container, bartenders are the same about cocktails, Healy said. You're losing a certain amount of control. You're kind of leaving half the technique to someone else. Here are a few of the top Triangle bars and restaurants doing cocktails to go. Acme, located at 110 East Main Street in Carrboro. Their phone number is 919-929-2263. Look for 3-week aged eggnog and stirred classics like a Manhattan and Vokar. Alley 26, located at 320 East Chapel Hill Street in Durham. Their phone number is 984-439-2278. Look for a cooler stocked with grab-and-go cocktails, including a pre-made Negroni, Manhattan, and barrel-aged martini. Also available frozen cocktails to go when the bar is open. Bar Virgil, located at 105 South Magnum Street in Durham. Their phone number is 919-973-3000. Look for Pouches of Sangria or the BAM, which stands for the Ultimate Margarita. Bittersweet, located at 16 East Martin Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-977-3829. Look for a smoky and spicy old-fashioned with a lineup of coffee cocktails, including an espresso martini and the thick mint with vodka, espresso, chocolate milk, and mint. Blind Barber, located at 3055 Medlin Drive in Raleigh. Look for This Raleigh Bar is taking to-go orders via Instagram direct messages with plenty of options for bourbon lovers. Cheeto Taco, located at 2330 Bale Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-594-1930. Look for margaritas, of course. Garland, located at 14 West Martin Street in Raleigh. Phone number 919-833-6886. Look for the Magdalena, a smoky tamarind margarita. Haymaker, located at 555 Fayetteville Street, Suite 115 in Raleigh. Look for Cousin Eddie's Eggnog, made with almond milk, cream, brandy, sherry, and spices. Jack Tar Diner, located at 202 Cochrane Street in Durham. Their phone number is 919-682-5225. Look for a very special one-year-aged eggnog, plus brunch classics like a Bloody Mary or Bloody Maria. Kingfisher, located at 321 East Chapel Hill Street in Durham. Look for practically any cocktail the heart could desire. Kingfisher's online ordering system lets drinkers choose from nearly all the classics, which are then made to order for pickup. Pool's Diner, located at 426 South McDowell Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-832-4477. Look for glass-bottled cocktails, including a White Russian and a Last Word made with gin, lime, Chartreuse, and Luxardo. Kichala, located at 140 West Franklin Street, Suite 110 in Chapel Hill. Their phone number is 919-903-8000. Look for a wide variety of margarita options, plus Micheladas mix served with a tecate. Sidebar, located at 215 East Chatham Street in Cary. Phone number 919-588-3063. Look for all your favorites, including a house margarita and stirred classics like a Manhattan, Negroni, and a Cosmopolitan. And last but not least, William & Company, located at 619 North Person Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-335-3165. Look for this bar in the Person Street corridor is offering its full printed menu to go. From the NC Triangle Dining Blog, a look back at the Triangle food scene in the year of COVID by Ron Nguyen, published December 31st. What can be said about 2020 other than don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you? Given the unprecedented COVID pandemic we endured during this past year, it's been a challenge to focus on positive elements and milestones in the Triangle food scene. Though the tough reality is we still have 4 to 6 months of difficulties to manage, even with vaccines slowly being distributed and light at the end of the tunnel. It's usually at this time of year I choose the best new restaurants that opened, but in all honesty, I've had a hard time writing and reviewing for this food blog over the past 10 months, given the seriousness of the times. But I did pull together a list of new restaurants that opened up in 2020. Let's give those brave souls a round of applause. And at the bottom of that list, I've also pulled together the restaurants that we've sadly lost in 2020, and I imagine that the list will get longer in the upcoming months. However, some of the bright spots for me in this difficult year have been the Durham Food Hall finally opening up at the start of the pandemic. They are going to do some interesting things. Bowstring Pizza and Brew Yard in Raleigh, which has an awesome industrial space and fun patio areas. The fantastic Hawker's Asian Street Fair in Chapel Hill, which is putting out some really tasty Southeast Asian dishes. And Seoul Grill in Cary, which is bringing a super modern take on Korean barbecue to the Triangle. Restaurants adjusted their menus by shortening them and focusing on simpler items that were comforting and worked well as takeout. Virtually every restaurant had to beef up their online ordering and delivery options to survive. QR codes, online menus, and not accepting cash were the keys to creating contactless dining experiences. And the industry expanded its outdoor dining by taking over sidewalks and streets, along with domes and pods, to keep guests separated. It's pretty amazing that these creative efforts have kept a good chunk of our restaurants afloat while we've fought the COVID pandemic. And hopefully by mid-2021, we will be getting back to our new normal. I imagine I'll be at the tail end of the vaccination schedule, but fingers crossed for everyone else. Looking into the crystal ball, I'm excited for the upcoming Boxyard RTP, a community spot built up with shipping containers. I experienced a similar development in New Mexico, Green Jeans Farmery, when I visited in early 2019. Both Sam Jones Barbecue and Lawrence Barbecue will be making some great smoked meats in 2021, another bright spot. DeFara's Pizza Tavern, along with Hank's Downtown Dive, will be opening up soon in the same little plaza off of Chatham Street in Cary. And while I've still seen some opening activity in Raleigh and Chapel Hill, Durham seems to have been very quiet, so hopefully things will pick up there. Fingers crossed for St. James Seafood, which has had to endure both gas explosions and a pandemic. Wow. So pat yourselves on the back. We survived 2020. And with all the construction cranes still up in the triangle, I have tremendous faith that our food community and area will bounce back with some positive energy this year. And now for some Friday Fun Food Facts, New Year's Day edition. This was published January 1st on the Triangle Food Blog. Featured restaurant news. Start off 2021 on the right foot by taking the hashtag TakeoutPledge for your city, county, or the entire triangle. Hashtag TriangleTakeoutPledge. Commit to takeout 1 to 2 times per week to help save our local independent restaurants. With that, restaurant owners believe that they can make it to sunnier weather. And if you feel so compelled, throw a little love to the staff and employees who have been so negatively impacted by the pandemic by tipping generously. A new restaurant called Berto's Chimmies, opened today, January 1st, at 414 DuPont Circle. The Dominican burger joint is the dream of Roberto Diaz and will offer sandwiches with seasoned beef patties or marinated chicken breasts and include sides like tostones, maduras, and yuca fries. Typhoon Bistro has opened in the Stonehenge Market Shopping Center at 7496 Creedmoor Road, operating a takeout version of their downtown restaurant in a space formerly occupied by 888 Chinese. The downtown location is at 301 Glenwood Avenue. Visit their new location today. Also in Raleigh, a new location of Brick's Wood-Fired Pizza opened on December 16th at 1540 Dunn Road in the Bedford Village development. Down in Fuquay Arena, the owners of the Cleveland Draft House will open a third location of the Golden Corral building by Smithfield/Moe's and the railroad tracks behind Sherwin-Williams. Look for them to open in mid-May. They already have locations in Cleveland and Garner. Johnny's Pizza has successfully opened their fourth triangle location, this one at 722 North Judd Parkway in Fuquay Arena. This one joins the other locations in Apex, Cary, and Wake Forest. And saw a coming soon sign for Meat and Bite Food Exchange at 2908 Hillsborough Street. Looks like they'll be offering up burgers, grilled and fried chicken, burritos, and tacos. Everything a college kid might want or crave. No word on an opening date. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. You've been listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.